Mint. Written by From Janna and read by Fens and Marshes. Summary. Tommy and Wilbur reunite, but not in life. The first thing Tommy notices about the afterlife is that it smells like mint tea. For a moment he is back home, the home he had grown up in, and Phil's boiling water and getting a sprig of fresh mint for Techno and Wilbur to drink before an early morning of training. Tommy's pretending to sleep a bit longer so he won't have to go farm, but Wilbur will start calling him names in a sing-song manner because, of course, he knows Tommy's faking it, and Techno will punch Tommy lightly in the shoulders to wake him up. Phil will tell them to leave him alone and bring him his own mug of tea, with an extra helping of sugar and a squirt of lemon. He's expecting to hear his brother, but he's not expecting Wilbur to say, very frankly shocked, "What the fuck?" "Huh," remarks another voice, barely interested. Tommy thinks that it's Technoblade for a moment, and it is an American person, but that's wrong, they sound very different.
"Well, you wanted to see your brother, huh, sit?"
"Oh, fuck off," says Wilbur, and he sounds a bit strange, panicky and confused. That's not right, either. Wilbur always sounds like he knows everything, with all of his big words and supposedly superior intellect. Emphasis on the supposedly. Everyone knows that Tommy is the smartest in their family, biggest brain and biggest man, obviously. "Tommy? Tommy, what? No. Why aren't you respawning, dammit?"
"Looks like he finally bit the dust," says the other voice, dryly. "About time, really."
"Schlatt, I swear," Wilbur threatens, but his voice is going pitchy. "Fuck off and go and, I don't know, just get away from him."
"Gladly," snorts the voice. "Have fun."
"Schlatt? Who the hell is..." Tommy gasps and his eyes open, lungs inhaling the cool air he's surrounded by, nostrils filling with the overwhelming sharp scent of mint. He sits up suddenly. Was he laying down? And his arms reach for something, anything. He can't see. What the hell is going on?
"Tommy," says Wilbur, and he's the first thing that Tommy can see. What the shit? What the actual shit?
The first thing that Tommy focuses on are his dark, concerned eyes, and then his pale hand grabbing onto one of Tommy's flailing arms.
"Tommy!"
His voice fades into background noise. Tommy can see his mouth moving, but the noises don't make sense. He's just focused on how Wilbur's hand is on his arm. Wilbur is here, but he's not alive. He hasn't been resurrected. No. Tommy gasps in another breath, and he feels as though he will vomit, but there's nothing inside of him. He's empty, completely so. He can't even feel his heart beating. Oh god, oh shit. Oh god, oh hell, oh shit, my heart isn't beating. That's not Poggers. And it's almost funny how that's his first negative adjective, except it's not, because Wilbur is here, but he's not alive, which means that Tommy is... He lays a free hand on his stomach, clothed in his shirt, his goddamned red and white shirt, with him to the end. There are no bruises or blood, but the ghost of the hurt is still there, the crack of pain as a hand hit him, surrounded by the obsidian and the lava, and oh god, Tommy couldn't even breathe, because the walls felt like they were closing in on him as his skin split.
"Tommy,"
says Wilbur for what must have been the 20th time. His hands move to Tommy's shoulder, and he shakes him gently, bracing. The last time they had both been like this was in the ravine, and Wilbur had not been nearly so careful then. There's only worriment in him, only horrified anxiety.
"Tommy, you stupid child! Please!
You need to calm down." Tommy finally meets Wilbur's eyes, and he feels himself stilling under his brother's touch, impossibly. "Wilbur," he says, and he shouldn't be able to say that. His lip has been split by a slap. His mouth should be full of coppery blood, and it had been. It had leaked all over his nose and made his mouth taste metallic, but all he can taste is mint tea lingering on his taste buds. He says, again, on a sob, not even firing back to the stupid child comment, "Wilbur." It's not evident who goes forward first, but the brothers go into a crushing embrace. It would have been nearly painful if Tommy couldn't remember the feeling of his ribs cracking and sliding out of place like puzzle pieces. But it's just comforting, somehow. It's something in this strange realm that is familiar. It's Wilbur, smelling of ozone and mint and home.
Wilbur moves back then, but still keeps Tommy at an arm's length, still keeps his hands on Tommy's shoulders. "Tommy," he says, and he's serious. It's all so serious. Tommy nearly has an urge to do something spectacularly stupid, like cartwheel through the afterlife and almost hit his head and go, "I'm fine, stop moping around and being angsty, bitch." He is very obviously not fine, but, well, semantics. "What the fuck did you do?" Wilbur asks on a terrified breath, and it almost, impossibly, resembles what Tommy had asked Tubbo after the final disc confrontation, after he had heard Wilbur, after he had assumed that he would be seeing his brother soon. But not like this. It's ironic, almost, and Tommy feels as though in that time, or perhaps in a different life, Wilbur would have enjoyed the irony. But this isn't a different life. This isn't even life. Tommy shuts his eyes and tells Wilbur how he died, for the third time, and for good. The end. Thank you for listening, and happy Halloween.